That Shell oil rig that left Elliott Bay last week isn't the only big vessel heading from Seattle to the Arctic. A Coast Guard icebreaker heads up to Alaska on Wednesday. The Seattle-based ship will help a multinational team of scientists explore pollution at the North Pole. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
It's a beehive of activity on the docks at the Coast Guard station in South Seattle. Crew members and scientists are loading crate after crate on board the Healy. The giant icebreaker is longer than a football field.
We are the largest vessel in the Coast Guard.
Jason Hamilton is captain of the Healy. The bow of his ship has steel plates close to 2 inches thick, so it can plow through much thicker ice.
Backing and ramming, we can handle up to 8 feet of ice.
Backing and ramming. In the thickest ice, the big ship will back up and then ram ahead.
At about 6 knots, get on top of the ice with all our weight and power and break down, kind of like a hammer.
The Healy's main mission on this trip is to support a group of 50 international scientists who will study the rapidly changing chemistry throughout the icy ocean. Burning of fossil fuels around the world has made even the remotest parts of the Arctic warmer and more acidic. Scientists expect increasing development in the Arctic will change the polar water's chemistry even more. David Kadko is the chief scientist on board the Healy. He's with Florida International University.
This is historic, the fact that all these nations are working together. It's historic just from that point of view, and they will be getting a pan-Arctic picture of the chemistry of the Arctic Ocean, and this will generate data that will be used for decades to come.
It's historic in part because cooperation isn't the norm in the far north. Climate change has been shrinking the northern ice cap about 10% each decade. Polar shipping and mining are becoming feasible where they never were before. Nations have been jockeying for territory and resources at the top of the planet. The Healy is one of just two Coast Guard icebreakers. Russia now has nearly 40 icebreakers. Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell and Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski have introduced legislation to add as many as 6 icebreakers to the tiny U.S. fleet. Cantwell spoke at a Senate hearing in March.
The Chinese, the Russians, are already aggressive in their resource development in the Arctic. I found out this morning even India is building an icebreaker.
The Coast Guard says new icebreakers could cost nearly $1 billion each. Cantwell says it'll be worth it, as shrinking ice makes the Arctic grow in economic importance, if not ecological health, in the years ahead. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.